Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Scarfinger, and today I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit about 2 Human. I got 2 Human through Gamefly. It was, you know, I was really trying to get something else, and it was really cheap, so I just went ahead and bought it. I think with a coupon I had, it was like $11, no big deal. So I bought it before I actually played it. It sat around for a bit, and when I actually decided to play it, I actually just, you know, I got to the point where I was just like, you know what, I just want to finish this so I don't have to worry about it anymore. By now, I don't think I have to explain what 2 Human is, but just my overall impressions of the game is it's not a bad game. It's really not a fun game. The whole game is pretty much, you know, go into this section, push the thumbstick in the way of everybody you're trying to kill, die, wait 30 seconds for the Valkyrie to come down and pick you up, and then start right back from where you were, rinse and repeat. I mean, that's just pretty much the whole game. The entire game is just that. You die often, very often. And I don't think I picked a bad character. It was just, you know, the game, it was just die every five minutes. Actually, I don't even think it was 5 minutes. It just didn't, you know, you with the amount of stuff it threw at you, it just didn't last very long. And there's little to no fun in this game. I mean, there, you can do like combos and stuff like that, but they all require you to push the sticks in different ways, which isn't fun. A button presses would have probably been a little bit better. I can't stress enough the fact that I just didn't have fun with this game. And the game is incredibly, incredibly long when you keep dying over and over again. And when you die, you don't have to restart a checkpoint. What you do is the Valkyrie comes down from the sky, picks you up, and takes you to Valhalla or wherever the hell you were supposed to go. And you then all of a sudden you respawn exactly where the hell you were. And as easy as that sounds, waiting for the Valkyrie to do that, it's like 30 seconds, and that don't sound like a bad idea, but when you die every couple of minutes and you have to wait 30 seconds for the thing to restart and do all this stuff, it's just very frustrating. The only good part about it is the actual loot whoring parts, where you're actually, you know, you get a whole bunch of armor and weapons and guns and all that kind of stuff. That part was actually kind of cool, even though once you realize that, you know, once you realize you can make, you know, once you get blueprints and you can make weapons and armor and stuff like that, that usually ends up being much better than the actual loot drops. But it was actually, I mean, it's actually pretty cool. That's the only, pretty much the only aspect about it that's actually cool. The story, it's supposed to be a story based off of Norse mythology. I'm guessing you're supposed to know something about Norse mythology before you start playing this game, because up until the end, I was pretty much lost, and I guess I'm not the only person who felt like that. It's like, okay, I'm supposed to know who these people are, their relationships to each other, and all of that kind of stuff. That just kind of baffled me a bit, but then when the story actually starts getting a little bit more coherent and something happens, the game's over. Credits roll. What the fuck? So, like I said, I probably will never play this game again by myself. If someone wants to play some co-op, I'll probably play co-op to try to see how the co-op is. But of course, that requires 2 consoles and 2 copies of the game. And I doubt anybody would want to keep their copy of this game except me, because I don't trade shit in. Well, I guess that's my time. 2 Human, play it co-op, because that might make it a little bit of fun. Other than that, not very fun at all. If you want to contact me, Twitter, Scarfinger, and thescarfinger@gmail.com.